And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Totenwagen, Spit and Run. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Totenwagen, who we have played before. They brought out an album a couple of years ago now, and to describe them is rather difficult because I believe we played a couple of tracks before the penny dropped with me as to what they were, and I think it's occult punk.
Okay.
It's certainly exceptionally dark, but quite tuneful. And this one's a bit more... This album's a bit more catchy than the last one. It's called... The new album is called Notte di Gai, G-U-A-I, which is in Italian. There's quite a bit of Italian references on this, but I'm pretty sure they're German.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what's going on there, other than if they ask me to play something, I play it just on the off chance I get hex. Anyway... Mm. Hello to Totenwagen. Thanks very much for getting in touch and sending us the stuff. They're very excited by the new thing. They did make a point. It was one of those personal emails, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Saying, hey, man, how you doing? So, because I'm a bit of a dark lord, aren't I? I'm a bit of a dark lord.
You are, yes.
I'm a bit of a dark lord. Yeah. What is Totenwagen's Bandcamp page?
Totenwagen.bandcamp.com.
It's as easy as that. Totenwagen, Totenwagen. I'm afraid I don't know the translation of Notte di Gai, but I don't think it'll be good. It'll be Night of something or other, and I don't think it'll be Night of Happiness.
Right.
Right. But anyway, no, Tony Wong, probably being internet nil. This is a bit in the show, and I like to read out a joke or a poem, and as is the same over the last few weeks, I haven't had any. If you've got a joke or a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Subbers, it's a joke, and Poetry Corner, if it's a poem. However, I did get my hair cut today, Tony.
Oh, did you?
On the way in, I couldn't decide, though. You know what my hair's like. I couldn't decide whether to have a Bob or a Rachel.
Okay, what did you go for?
Well, I decided to go with the usual short back and sides. But the last time I've had the decision to make a Bob or a Rachel was when I was at that bisexual swingers party. You see, that was the thing... That was nearly a joke, wasn't it, you see? And that was what I thought about when I was walking into... Because I for reasons I might go into later, I got in the pub last night and I mentioned that I was going to go for a haircut, and the Dawn, the barmaid, I say bar manager, she said to me, oh yeah, I said, yeah, I can't decide whether to have a Bob or a Rachel, and she just burst out laughing. Obviously, I haven't got a lot of hair. So and then I thought, anyway, so that's that. You can do better than that. Email me. I've got some great news for you now, Tone.
What's that?
You know how we really like Île de la Réunion?
Yes.
Or Reunion Island in English. And you know it's the jewel in the crown of the Indian Ocean and the furthest away department of France, thus making it the furthest away place on the planet where the euro is legal tender.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think the euro goes a bit further there than other places. What I didn't know, and it's just south of Mauritius, I think.
Okay.
And but what I didn't know was, until a few years ago, was that they had a brilliant punk and alternative music scene there. And this bloke got in touch, didn't he, from a band called Tuka Tukas. And then we found out more stuff, for example, that someone from Mansfield was living there and in a great band there. Mm. However, the Department of France known as Île de la Réunion, we ended up doing a special on them going back. How long ago is it? 3 years?
It's got to be something like that, yeah.
I think it's 3 years. They appear to have one sort of psychobilly band there called Mothra Slapping Orchestra that have got a fantastic, on their Facebook page, a fantastic reason as to why they are. You go to the About page on their Facebook page and there's a really funny why they are thing, or they're raison d'etre, if you will, in French, Tony.
Mm.
However, what is Mothra Slapping Orchestra's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Mothra Slapping Orchestra.
Facebook.com/Mothra Slapping Orchestra-1901251010162 35. And why is that, Tony?
I'm going to say default URL, haven't
they? They haven't set a default URL. But they have got a new album out, Tony.
Excellent.
Called Catch Your Monster. And I don't think it's out yet. I think it comes out start of March, but we have got an advanced copy. And thank you very much to Mothra Slapping Orchestra and to Eric in particular for emailing me. This is Du Recul.
ont de la malchance.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Martha Slapping Auction du Recul. I'm afraid I don't know what that means in French. So far, I'm falling down on the Italian and the French this week. I should have looked it up, shouldn't I, really? If you can be bothered, it's D-U space R-E-C-U-L. Du Recul, I suppose.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, me neither. Anyway, I like it. Tony, you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along, leave us a comment, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. It's that simple. Do leave us a comment, do get in touch, we do like to hear from you. Just had the one this week. And it's in response to last week's Punky Gig of the Week post, which I post every week now. Just quickly, the feckin' idiots. Just come back to us saying you are a star. Thank you very much. So just thank me for that. That's the only comment we had all week.
Now the thing is, I did look at the event page as well, and they looked old enough to have been the originals.
I think they are. I had a quick look today.
The ones that I thought, yeah.
And so, I think they lost a member, but they're still going. So, right. Yeah, they are the original band, yeah.
It was the fecking Egypts that I saw in the 1980s. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I look forward to your Punky Gig of the Week this week, Tony.
Yeah, it was a cracker.
Good.
But, yeah. So, that's all I have.
I might even have a gig in the world yet, although it's only really sort of, but we'll see. We might get, we haven't played the tune in a while, have we?
No, we haven't. We've still got it. It's fine.
But anyway, that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right, Tony. Now, I got an email 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
From Girlsville Records, right?
Sounds good.
Saying, yeah, so far so good. Saying, we have got a new compilation out called Our Voltage. It comes out March the 1st. And some of the proceeds, it's some form of benefit. Some of the proceeds are going somewhere good anyway. Right. Sorry, I haven't got the exact information to hand. But anyway, it's a good cause and it's good tracks. And I didn't play anything off it last week because we didn't have time. We didn't have room, right?
Yeah.
Then I got an email from Dirty Water Records saying, oi, there's a new Girlsville Records compilation out. You going to play it or what? Well, hang about, Dirty Water Records. We'll get there in no own time, thank you very much.
I
won't be rushed. Anyway, it's got about 15, 20 songs on it. And unusually for us, I do always listen to everything.
Yeah.
Like everything that comes through, I give it a listen, and if I don't like that, if it's an album, I'll click through looking for something for us to play, right? And on this one, this is unusual because I went all the way through it and I've ended up picking tracks 1 and 2.
Oh.
Because they're the two most suitable for Punky Radio, but it's a really good compilation, so you should check it out. The first band we play, stay tuned for the buzzards. But the first band we're playing off it, so if you type in Girlsville Records, you'll find out into the net, right? But first band we're playing, a band called UK Gold. Tony, what is UK Gold's Bandcamp page?
UKgold.bandcamp.com.
It is as simple as that. It's Tony T, Paulie B and the internet. One, they are all the way from Olympia, Washington State, which is obviously extremely west. That's near, I said Olympia. Is that near where, is that near where Nirvana were from? They're from...
It was Seattle, they weren't they?
Aberdeen, weren't they?
Oh, I don't
somewhere
know.
Like somewhere out that way. Anyway, it's not a million miles from there. But anyway, as I say, stay tuned for the buzzers. Tony T, Paulie Bean in Step 1. This is UK Gold, Off Duty Nuns.
Cramp.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Buzzards and a track called Tennessee. The Buzzards, Tony. Detroit Garage Mayhem all the way. As obviously Detroit Rock City. What is the Buzzards Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Buzzards Detroit.
Tony, you're a genius.
Is it?
Absolutely right, yeah. Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet 1. If I can just mention the Detroit music scene, Tony.
Mm.
Detroit, arguably in music, best known for being the home of Motown. And I have visited Hicksville, UK. But it's also, if there's one city in the United States that just says dirty rock and roll, it's Detroit. Because it's also the home of the Stooges and MC5 going back to the late 60s, early 70s. And it's always just rocked out like a mother-loving melon farmer.
Mm.
Yeah. And the Buzzards are no exception. And the Buzzards were also saying, because I did go on their page and look, and there's a comment by the Buzzards on there saying, we wish we could do more gigs with other bands from Detroit, where we go out as a package and go to other cities and all that, and then they got some, so it worked out, hadn't it?
Oh, great.
And yeah, what a fantastic shout there, getting the website right, Tony. That's very good. I know I gave you a bit of a clue, but not really.
I thought
really.
Buzzards must be something quite common.
You just said buzzards, didn't you? Because you can't stop yourself saying late buzzards.
Buzzards. Yeah.
Say it again. Say late buzzards again, the way you did.
Late buzzard.
The buzzards. The buzzards.
It will always be buzzard now.
It will now. They are the buzzards. Yeah. If they ever come over here, I think we should find out if you can introduce them.
Do it, so, expenses.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Detroit Rock City, the Buzzards. And then just walk off wearing a beret or something. I don't know why not. No. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I met up with Crazy Steve.
How'd he go with Uncle Vito?
Yeah, all right.
He said it in a high voice.
I know. We went to into a curry house on the in Sherwood, in the junction of Hucknall Road and Mansfield Road, so not too far from yourself, really. The Masala Junction. It used to be a bank. It used to be the Out West on the corner. It was alright. It was good. It was good to meet up. He brought Mario with him.
You were so close to going to the one I really want to go to.
Which one's that?
There's the one further up the hill from there that just looks like a 1970s Indian restaurant, real traditional old fashioned one, where you can probably only get chicken tikka masala. Right. One of those. And I really want to go there.
Cigar or something like that. That's been there ages.
It might be something like that. Yeah, I really want to go there.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're always good. Listen, the question though, before you speak about him bringing Mario with him, is was he wearing shorts?
He wasn't. I was shocked.
Tony.
I know.
Old Tony.
Properly dressed.
Don't know if you think he listened to the show?
I'd like to think we maybe embarrassed him in some way. But no, yeah, proper clothes and everything. It was relatively well behaved. But yeah, it was good, and it was good to see Mario again. And
what was the curry like?
Very nice. I had monkfish. First time I had monkfish before.
Oh, God. No, weird. Mate, that's, you take a risk there. No, monkfish is lovely. I just don't think I would have had a fish curry.
Right. It was all right. It was relatively dry. It was more the monkfish in spice and then rice off the side, so it wasn't really very wet. It was good. Monkfish, first time I heard it was like a big prawn. It's weird. It's a weird fish.
Monkfish is not like a big prawn, Tony. Monkfish is a big horrible thing with a real nasty face.
Yeah, but that's what the consistency of it. It's like eating a prawn. But yeah. It was a good night and obviously I talked to Mario about my crazy hip hop rock collaboration, and he's up for doing the drums, so it's slowly building towards a reality. He's currently
watch
drumming
this space.
He's currently drumming for Starscreen, so it's all Mansfield doesn't change that much after all.
It really doesn't, does it?
It really doesn't. Yeah, but that was it really. What did you get up to last week?
I did a couple of shows in Oxford. I did the £1 Comedy Club in Nottingham last Wednesday. They went very well. And then I drove down to Oxford Friday, stayed in the secret location with my stand-up comedy friend Mandy Knight. I say a secret location, it was her house.
Right.
But she doesn't like people knowing where she lives, so it shall remain a secret location. With her and her husband Adam, I should stress it. And the Friday gig was great, and hello Trouble in the Mason's Arms. Saturday gig, slightly more problematic in that I didn't have a great gig.
Right, okay.
They just didn't like me very much.
Oh.
It happens sometimes. Anyway, I drove back because I was on in the middle. I drove back thinking, oh, the Pelham's open till 1 a.m. I'll be able to get back for midnight and I'll be able to have like a couple of pints. Got back, got stuff in a few roadworks, got back at 10 past 12. They shut early because there's no one in it.
No.
I shed a tear, Tony.
Oh, dear.
Shed a little tear. I got so excited about going to the pub. Anyway, it's fine. So that was about it. Well, I say that was about it. I did three gigs, didn't I? That is quite a lot, really. Anyway, I've rushed through my bit because I need to give the next track a certain amount of attention, Tony.
Yes.
Because it's not often we get to play Duran Duran on the show.
It's not.
We have done ones before, though.
I thought we had. Yeah, I was just trying to make sure we played some one of these.
We played a new single that they brought out.
Yeah.
About 8 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably no, he might. No, I'm thinking it was 2011, I think, actually. And I had to double check that we were allowed to play it. They went, you can podcast it, it's fine. And we played it, and it was quite good. But we didn't just play it because it was Duran Duran. It had to fit in a bit. But anyway, 7 years later, and this EP has emerged, which is a demo from 1979, which is Duran Duran featuring, I'm not even sure it was their original lead singer, I think it was their second lead singer. I think Stephen Tintin Duffy was their first singer.
Okay.
And then he left, and then this guy called Andy Wickett came in, and they did a demo that they hawked around various labels. And one of them, I think they did end up getting signed on the back of this demo, but it was before they got Simon Le Bon in the band, so it's weird, basically.
Mm.
It's also, really, it might be before Andy Taylor joined the band as well, so there's not a lot of guitar in it, but of the four tracks on it, one of them is the original, well, the demo version of Girls on Film, which has got entirely different lyrics. It's about an entirely different thing, really. It's about black and white film noir movies from the olden days rather than what the single was as it came out. And I just think we can't not play it. It's, I would say, though, in advance, the first time I heard this, it made my ears hurt.
Mm.
And you didn't like it either, did you?
No, I got, well, to be honest, I got a minute and a half in and I turned it off. But
right,
it's weird. But as we said off air, I'm too attached to the original, so it sounds too different.
Yes, I think I've worked out why. I have explained why, because when I listened to it a second time, it made a lot more sense. I think the first time round, I think it's in a slightly different key, so it sounds a bit off to the one you know and hear and go, oh, wow, what's that? But actually, if you do give it time, it works out. I don't like apologising for songs we play on the show. This is clearly what became a classic song and is a weird thing. That's a four-track demo from 1979 of Duran Duran before Simon Le Bon was in them. So we're playing it. Tony, what is Duran Duran's website?
DuranDuran.com.
It is.
Excellent.
It is. It's as simple as that. Although when you do click on DuranDuran.com, it doesn't go to DuranDuran.com. It goes to like a WordPress site or something. It's a bit weird. Anyway.
Oh dear.
I'm very pleased to say, wow, it's Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 1, and this is Duran Duran featuring Andy Wickett, Girls on Film.
Because girls on film look better, they never fight, oh, they never fight, fight me, they parade the streets tonight, oh, they invade my dreams, alright, but they're not what they seem at all, they're not what they seem. Larger than life, and are they alive with that ups and twists to their lips, bats in their eyes, it looks like surprise. Girls on film, they look better. Girls on film, always smile. Girls on film, they look better. Girls on film, always smile. Black car, didn't I warn you? Cause like a bombshell, I've never met her, don't think I could. She's slightly tarnished, broken nails beneath the varnish. Larger than life, and are they alive? In fact, I'm so twisted to their lips, as my eyes in the dark surprise. Keep your distance.
you're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Duran Duran featuring Andy Wickett, and a demo version of Girls on Film, which I'm sure you'll agree is rather different from the one that eventually came out.
It really is, and surprisingly early at 79. I thought it must have been mid-80s when they released that eventually, wasn't it? I don't know.
No, mate. You're showing your age here.
I'm quite young, mate.
Yeah, I mean, Girls on Film was on their first album.
Ah, oh, right, okay.
And their first album was about 81 or something, I think.
Oh, that early, wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah, I remember. I was at school and all that.
Yeah.
I was at school for more than an hour, but, you know, I was there. Anyway, I think so.
I'm not sure I was born.
But anyway, no, I'm not sure. No, I think you were just, weren't you?
I was two in 1979.
Oh, were you? Mm. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. So you are a child of the 70s.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, slightly off key.
Keeping it different. It's my tribute to Duran Duran. There you go. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. If you're lucky, you might qualify for this week's Punky Gig of the Week. That's what Sussex Saint done this week.
Thank the Lord for Sussex Saint.
Exactly. He does keep us going. So, this Sunday, the 4th of Feb, Demented or Go are playing. They're playing in Lewes.
Right, first of all, I'd like to stop you there. Okay. It's Lewes.
Is it Lewes?
And secondly, on February the 4th, they were supposed to be playing the Doghouse in Carlton.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, but Baz Barrett cancelled it because the Damned were playing at Rock City. And then when he found out that the Damned, how much the ticket price was for the Damned, he wished he'd kept Demented or Go on, as I said to him. Mate, I'd rather have gone to see Demented.
Yeah.
So that is quite weird. But anyway, what a great choice.
Ah, so it's Lewes. Okay. So yeah, so there you go. So it's the Lewes Constitutional Club. It's on the High Street. Yeah, so do check it out. There's the Facebook page for it. But if you go to ours, it is the Punk Gig of the Week. So it is on there. But Demented or Go also playing around. I think they're in Norwich on Friday. So if you check out their page.
They're doing a few shows, yeah. They're doing a few shows. And my mate, a stand-up comic called Pierre Hollins, lives in Lewes, and if he's not working on Sunday, I'm going to try and get him down there. Okay, you've got to go and see Demented or Go.
Yeah, go. I mean, they're
amazing.
Scavengers, the Raptors, and Boggles and the Bin Men are supporting.
Like, it'll be brilliant.
But yeah,
how much is the ticket?
Doesn't say on here. Check out the Facebook page.
It's probably about a tenner.
It won't be a couple of quid, but it won't be that expensive.
I think in Nottingham, I think they were going to be about 10 or 12 quid. Whereas the Damned, which I know I'm interrupting your bit here with the thing I was going to do, but I'm not now. Right. But the Damned are on in Notts, but it's nearly 30 quid a ticket.
Wow!
But they have got Slim Jim Phantom supporting them.
It is £15 plus booking fee.
There you go. Worth every penny. Go and see Demented or Go if you're in the Lewes area on Sunday.
There you go.
Yeah.
But that's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woohoo! He got a sheath made of plastic. Yeah, sorry, that was my Demented or Go bit there. That's right then. So anyway, I've now messed up my own. By the way, there's another gig on that I've found in the world, so we won't do that. We won't do the song this week, maybe do it next week. But this Sunday, I am most likely going to see The Damned at Rock City with Slim Jim Phantom supporting them. Tickets are on sale now. It's a quite early start. It's a 6:30 start, I think, because it's Sunday and they're not getting any younger.
Right.
And but I know The Damned, it will be at touring a new album. So I'm quite looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, you ordered the new album, didn't you? By surprise, or did you order it?
No, that's a very good point, though, because I'd forgotten about that again.
What happened?
And it is due by my birthday, so I wonder whether I'm now going to get not quite the surprise I thought. But no, the last album they did, it was So Who's Paranoid, it came out in 2008, I think.
Hmm.
Which I'm still waiting for. And thank you for reminding me, because I'd forgotten about that again.
Okay, there you go.
Brilliant. I'll have forgotten about it again by the time it comes.
Yeah, no worries.
So yes, they've got a new album that's coming out this year that I think must be out any time now. I think it might be called In Evil Hours. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'll most likely report back next week.
Okay.
Because it's the day before my birthday, of course.
Yes.
Oh. Mm. Right, Tony.
Hmm.
I've got another compilation album that we're going to feature two tracks from now. This is from a Glasgow label called Flowers in the Dustbin. But we played a track or two by bands off them years ago. And then ever since then, we haven't really played much by them because it's a bit more of an indie label than our end of things. But they've just done, to celebrate an amount of time, I'm sorry I haven't got the information in front of me, but they brought out a compilation album of singles they brought out over the last, I don't know whether it's 15 years or whatever it is, or 10 years or whatever. But I went through it, and because I'd been in touch and said, oh yeah, 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 please send it through, I'd like to hear it. And they went, oh great, if you can play some on the show, that'd be fantastic. And I wanted to find a couple of tracks to play, but as I was listening to it, I thought, oh, this is a bit indie for us. But anyway, I found two songs on it that suit us perfectly.
Okay.
So stay tuned for a band called The X-Men. But first up, because there is some slightly crazy electronica going on in the second half of this show, but as you'll see, first up, a band called Renly Band, Tony.
Mm.
Now, Renly Band is a place in France. So we're back to France again. It's a spa town near the Pyrenees, Tony.
Oh.
The reason I say that is that there's not a website or anything I can find for Renly Band, the band.
Mm.
So I don't know what the deal is there, and I don't know how they've ended up being on Flowers in a Dustbin. I don't really understand. But anyway, we'll talk a bit more about the label after we've heard these. There's not a website for this, so it remains Tony 4, Paulie the Internet 1, and this is What Are You Fighting For?
Sending the soldiers out of Afghanistan. They say it's to eradicate the Taliban, but you know that's not their only plan. You see, they went to snatch all the opium. That's why all the kids are running round in London town, acting out on Gordon's Brown. What? All the kids are running round London town, acting out on Gordon's Brown.
Who you dropping bombs on? Blow it up.
Blair and Bush, and now you could see Cameron and Obama's game for the final push, but they're just puppets for the bank cartels. Wanna decrease the population and take over the world. They wanna put microchips in all our hands, control us and put chips in our passports so they can monitor when we go to other lands. What's the reason? They must be scared of us, true man.
That bad you're wearing, scaring me. Your uniform mentality, fighting for humanity. That bad you're wearing, scaring me. Your uniform insanity, fighting for humanity.
They don't know what's gonna happen if we all realise the truth and turn right at them. Yeah, I've got a lot to say, but I ain't got much time. This computer part again, I'm not letting me get what's on my mind. Top world we're living in today, where parents are scared to let their kids out to play. Well, one guy's living in his nice house, another guy is sleeping in the doorway of some shop. Living in a world where you judge by everything you got. Nobody, if you ain't got a lot. Life got me on my knees, praying to him up above, cause there's too much hate and not enough love.
What would you fight for? Fight for yours, fight for all. Is your blood God of war? Does that make it right? What would you fight for? Fight for yours, fight for all. Is your blood God of war? Does that make it right?
Trying to touch the points that other rappers seem to miss. Sometimes I've got a question why I even exist, but there must be a reason. If there weren't, I'd be dead by now, but I made it through some way, somehow. Yo, and every bomb they drop gets us deeper in debt. How the f*** gonna get peace from war? That's a tough concept. Believe me, every night I pray for peace when they feed for war. The system, cause they f*** us a lot more.
What you fighting for? Fight for yours, fight for more. Is your God the God of war? Does that make it right? What you're fighting for? Fight for yours, fight for more. Is your God the God of war? Does that make it right?
People people are brainwashed, believing the news, not realizing it's a corporation controlling your views. Well, they couldn't walk one step in my shoes. And right now I'm feeling like, what the fuck have I got to lose? They're scared of me because I got to say, label me a terrorist like Osama. Anyway, like Bin Laden, they don't care if the kids has been starving. What? It's a fucking joke, mate, but I ain't been laughing.
Flap face.
Someday soon, I'll be famous too. Yeah!
Someday soon, I'll be famous too. I'll be part of other class, and I won't be able to meet you. Jumping, cooking, getting thumbs up. I'm a resident, won't be part of any
mafia. Someday soon, I'll be famous too. I'll be part of another class, and I won't be able to meet you. I'll have champagne, coke, and cunt on tap. And my residence won't be marked on any map. It won't be marked on any map. So if you like what you see, speak out now. If you want to spend the night with me, don't wait until tomorrow, because I'm taking the next step. I'm the hierarchy of culture. Speak out now. Tomorrow, you're a vulture.
Now if you want to spend the night with me, don't wait until tomorrow, cause I'm taking next step. How do hierarchy of culture, speak up now. Tomorrow you a vulture.
Tomorrow you're a poacher, different game. Today you're much closer, you're in my range. So if you want to meet me on neutral ground, move today while I'm available, while you still can. Someday soon, I'll be famous too. I'll be part of another class, and I won't be able to meet you. And yeah, I'd like to meet you, like to know if I'm worth the time. Or is it, sorry Jack, I've got work in the morning. Sorry, sorry Jack, I've got work in the morning.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the X-Men and a track called Famous from the Flowers in the Dustbin compilation that's out right now. And if I'm talking slowly, it's because my thing's gone off again and I'm waiting for it to come back.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But in the meantime, Tony, perhaps I could ask you what you think the X-Men's Facebook page is.
Facebook.com/TheXMenBand.
Facebook.com/TheXMen1033-64534-11874. Why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's a default URL, I love that.
A default URL. But that is some crazy-ass electronica right there, and there's more coming.
Ooh.
Yeah. So anyway, both those tracks you just heard are from the Flowers in the Dustbin compilation out right now. Type in Flowers in the Dustbin to the internet and you'll be able to find out everything you need to. And it's worth checking out. As I say, a lot of it's more indie than punk and straightforward alternative, but I think there's stuff on there that you'll find you like.
Okay.
All right. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so.
Oh, sorry, that makes it Pulling In Set 2, Tony 4, I should say.
I don't think I am. It's the end of January, early Feb. No, I'm not. My birth's in a few weeks, so it's the end of the month, and then get February started, and then maybe venture out mid-month. But no, what are you up to this week? Next week,
I'm doing my show in Hitchin on Friday at Woodside Hall, and it features Brian Higgins, Radu Izak, and Jonathan Elston, who I actually saw last weekend. And advance tickets are £9, tickets on the door are £10. You can find out more via lastminutecomedy.com. And as I say, it is sort of my birthday weekend. It's Paulmas, but I don't really make a big thing of Paulmas anymore, Tony, the way I used to. No. Although I kind of am this time, because. Well, Paulmas is going to be a 3 or 4 day event. It's going to be a 3 day event. It's going to be like Christmas. Like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, I suppose. But I'm doing it 2, 3, 4. I'm sort of doing the German version of My Own Christmas.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So I'm doing that on Friday. Saturday, I don't know what I'm doing yet, but Sunday, I'm more than likely going to go and see The Damned, and I will report back. Looking forward to seeing Slim Jim as well, because Slim Jim Phantom, the last time I saw him, it was a Slim Jim Phantom trio featuring Tim Polecat as well, and they did mainly versions of Stray Cat songs, other bands, and rock and roll songs. They're really, really good, so yes, I'll most likely go. And that's it. And then on my birthday itself, I'm planning on taking it very easy, Tony.
Why not?
I'm not getting any younger.
No.
Now, I promised you some more weird electronica, didn't I?
You did.
I did. And it's coming right now. This is Greek synth punk from I Know Not Where in Greece. The Greeks are mental. When it comes to music, they're off the sheet. And it's all very extreme and weird and brilliant and lovely and fabulous. And there's a number of great bands that we've played over the last few years from Greece, including Comodina 3, I think it was Comodina 3, and Acid Baby Jesus, and these are the latest ones playing, Nomos 751, Tony. And they sing in Greek. There's only one song on this album and this has come by Slovenly Records, I think, but they sing in Greek. There's only one song that's sung in English, so we're not playing that one. But I will give you the translation of this one. The translation of this song is called The Cop of the Month, open brackets, Mr. December, close brackets. What is Nomos 751 SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Nomos751.
It's as simple as that. Nomos, N-O-M-O-S, 75, and the numeric 751. Tony 5, probably be instead 2, and this is The Cop of the Month, Mr. December.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
My thing's gone off again.
Has it really?
We will be playing something else by Nomos751 in the next few weeks, because I do like this album. Your thing's back now.
Good.
Have you got a tryout?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a backlog. I was flying high on this tsunami of 2018. I had a good 3 or 4 to start the year off, and I've used them all up. I tried to ration them out. I saved them. I tried to preserve them. But alas, I am out of twat. So if you do have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me. Or twat receiver, thanks. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Maybe 2018 will be a year of with all the twats just go away, but I don't think they will.
Something I have predicted, Tony.
What's that?
That came true.
Hmm.
Was that Nottingham Forest would get knocked out of the FA Cup by Hull City.
Oh, did that happen, did it?
After the heroics of beating Arsenal, yeah.
Right, okay.
And it's probably just what we did, because in the next round, Hull City are away to Chelsea.
Ah.
So we can concentrate on the bread and butter of the league now rather than the glory of the FA Cup. But yeah, it was a fairly disappointing 2-1 defeat, Tony.
Right.
No, I didn't really expect much more. See, I'd have called them tryouts, but it was expected. Really. Yeah. We're rubbish in the FA Cup. As far as I know, Forest have only won the FA Cup once.
Okay.
And that's in 1959. We beat Luton 3-1.
Blimey.
Not that you hold on to these things, really. And then we made the final in 1991 against Spurs, and it was supposed to be Brian Clough's chance to win the FA Cup, which was the only trophy he'd never won, and they beat us. And it's one of the only times in my life I've ever cried.
Oh.
Yeah. I was devastated. Absolutely devastated.
91, I remember them being they were still in the top league, weren't they, 91?
Yeah, and we were extremely good side, actually. But also, I was very upset because I'd have bet on Des Walker scoring a goal in the final that was off the sheet, because Des Walker never scored goals for Forest as the centre-back that he was. He just hardly ever scored in goals for Forest. I had a bet on Des Walker to score, and he did, but it was in his own net.
Oh.
And it didn't count. I was furious. I had a right row in the bookies. Look, I've got a thing here saying Des Walker scored a goal. And he did score a goal. They went, it don't count if it's an own goal.
Oh, why not?
Well,
that doesn't make sense, does it?
I suppose, because you could phone someone up and say, listen, mate, just boot it into your own net. I suppose that's why. It was a legitimate goal. Very unfortunate. That was the game that Paul Gascoigne ended his own career, basically, by doing a reckless challenge on our right back.
Right.
And he should have been sent off, and then Spurs would have been down to 10 men, but he was so injured, the ref just let him go off. But he should have held a red card over him as he was writhing about on the floor. The big teary Geordie. Right. One last song this week, Tony, and we are going back. This is kind of from the vaults, really, in that the Cavemen have reissued their first album, has been reissued, and okay. I think it's been reissued on Slovenly, and I think they were on Dirty Water before that. Bands do seem to go between those two labels a bit. And I don't think we've played this track before, but we have played quite a lot of other tracks from this album.
Right.
So what is the Cavemen's website?
The Cavemen.
Sorry, right, let's do it. What's the Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
The cavemennz.bandcamp.com?
It is, Tony. You're on a roll this week. It's Tony 6, Paulie the Internet 2. The Cavemen are from New Zealand, now settled in London and making waves all over the world. Absolutely brilliant. This is Glass Breakfast.
Life, crystal meth, I hate living, when
That was The Cavemen and Glass Breakfast. And my apologies if we had played that track before. I don't think we have. I was going to play another track of the album that we haven't played before called Swamp Thing. But I thought it was a bit slow and I thought it might upset Paul the Prefect as he accelerates into the end of his jog.
Ah, yes, of course.
So Paul the Prefect. There's a prefect. Paul the Prefect. There is a proof that we do try and play fast ones at the end of the show. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this here podcast.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PUDUNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE.
And thank you to both of them for continuing to play us after what's been, well, 2 or 3 years now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks very much to them. Maybe I'll see one or two of you either in Hitchin on Friday at my wonderful comedy show or The Damned at Rock City. There's about to be one or two of you there. If you do see me, come and say hello. Feel free to buy me a drink. It's also my birthday. Tony, you have a good week.
Thank you very much.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.